Chapter 3. Practicing Prayer Therapy. Spiritual Healing and Faith Healing. True spiritual healing requires serious thought and consideration on the part of the person who undertakes it. Spiritual healing is not the same as faith healing. A faith healer is one who heals without any scientific understanding of the powers involved. He may claim that he has a special gift of healing, and the sick person's blind belief in him or his powers may bring results. Spiritual therapy is the synchronized, harmonious, and intelligent function of the conscious and subconscious levels of mind, specifically directed for a definite purpose. The spiritual therapist must know what he is doing and why he is doing it. He trusts the law of healing. The voodoo doctor in South Africa may heal by incantations, or a person may be healed by touching the so-called bones of saints or anything else which causes the patients to honestly believe in the method or process. One Healing Principle. The subject of spiritual healing is creating a widespread interest all over the world at the present time. Man is gradually awakening to the healing powers resident in the subconscious mind. It is a well-known fact that all of the various schools of healing effect cures. The answer to all of this is that there is one universal healing principle, the subconscious mind, and one process of healing, which is faith. That is why Paracelsus stated this great truth: whether the object of your faith be real or false, you will nevertheless obtain the same effects. It is an established fact that cures have taken place in various shrines throughout the world, in Japan, India, Europe, and on the American continent. You will find many widely differing theories, each presenting indubitable evidences of healing. Obviously, to the thinker, there must be some underlying principle common to them all. Regardless of the geographical location or the means used, there is only one healing principle, and the process of every healing is faith. The first thing to remember is the dual nature of your mind. The subconscious mind is constantly amenable to the power of thought.